Condom News Show.
You are listening to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. Expand your mind and keep it love.
Just a little housekeeping before we begin. I just uploaded a three-part series, instructional series on podcasting. And the title of it is Podcasting Like a Pro. So I get into it as far as the recording element, Audacity, microphones, hardware. I get into this device that I have that's called the Tascam US42 Mini Studio Creator. How, you know, I actually use that to connect my mics. How to use a tablet, like for your sound effects and such. So, because that's how I get my sounds in here. It's really comprehensive and it's really cool because it's kind of it demystifies the whole aspect of podcasting. Some people look upon it and say, hey, you know, it's so mysterious and it's so difficult and everything like that. It's not really that difficult if, you know, you had somebody do the trial and error for you. So yes, there's a lot of really good stuff on YouTube as far as podcasting, but the reason I like mine is it's really all encompassing. And like I said, I get into the branding, the promotion on Instagram, recording. So yeah, guys, check it out. Like I said, it's up already. So there's a little logo with some equipment and stuff, and you'll see me up there. And there's three different ones, you know, overview, hardware, and, you know, different types of strategies. So yeah, check it out and give me some feedback. Tell me what you think for those of you who want to take that next step into podcasting. So let's start the show. So just go to my channel, Alpha Male Buddhist, and it's the last three episodes that I dropped on YouTube. So check it. And I just want to give a thanks to, it's hard to pronounce the name, but he gave me a really great 5-star review in Apple. And the name, his name is SJE Sanjaduo Buddha. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I apologize if I messed up your name, but I want to thank you for that 5-star review and the kind words that you gave to me. So yeah, let's get into the show. Welcome back. I'm your host, Miguel. Today the topic is self-talk. What do I mean by self-talk? Well, we all do it to varying degrees, but in essence, self-talk would be when that alarm clock goes off at, you know, 6 in the morning, and it's raining outside, and you could hear it's windy and cold, and, you know, your whole body hurts because you were working hard the day before. That alarm goes off, and it's time to go back to work, and that dialogue, that self-talk kicks in and says, you know what, stay in this bed. It's nice and snuggy. It's cozy. I'm so comfortable. I'm going to make some cocoa and just, you know, snuggy up in this little quilt with my, you know, puffy slippers. That's one element of self-talk, which is a self-talk coming from weakness. Now, there's another type of self-talk where that alarm clock goes off and you say to yourself, man, I got to knock out this project that I'm working on today. You know, we're so close to getting done. I'm learning so many different skills from this dude that's teaching me that has more experience than me, so I have the opportunity to learn from him and kind of build upon my own foundation as far as my skills and my toolbox, my personal toolbox. So you jump up out of bed, you know, you make that coffee, and you're actually excited to get into work and start your day. So those are two different examples of self-talk. So when that alarm clock goes off at 6 in the morning, you have a choice. You're faced with the choice of either leveling up and facing your challenges or staying in bed and just getting softer and softer. And I guess after you get softer and softer, you have to kind of work on your excuses. You have to work on your self-talk, softness self-talk, as opposed to your leveling up self-talk. You know, it's always a good practice to rise up with the sun. When the sun rises up, you rise up. So it's just like a fighter when you're in the boxing ring and that bell goes off, you answer that bell and you come out swinging. You come out swinging at that day and you let that day know who's in charge. So that's your first win, okay? The next step is to get up and actually have your cup of coffee and a healthy, reasonable meal. I mean, you don't have to eat granola and bean sprouts, but just don't have soda and cake. I mean, I've seen people do this. You know, have something reasonably healthy, and that's going to be your second win. Now, ideally, the third step would be, after you have that somewhat healthy breakfast, is to get in a workout. Whether that means just, you know, stretching your hamstrings, stretching your back, doing a downward dog, a couple of push-ups, whatever form of your workout, whatever it takes for you to just get your blood circulating, get that done, and that's going to be your third win. And what you're doing right now is you're stacking wins. You're leveling up, and you're ready to take that day and that challenge, and carpe diem, seize that day. Many people don't have any idea what a day holds, what's in a day. That's why the Romans, when they would go into the battle, they would say, you know, carpe diem, you know, seize the day in Latin. Or putting it another way, it's, you know, going for that base hit. I'm on Instagram and YouTube and all of these, basically those are the two social medias that I frequent most, is going to be Facebook and Instagram. And you're going to see people with the Mercedes-Benz and with the different, you know, big sports cars and big houses. And they say, you know, F millions, I want billions. Yeah, it's all talk, and they're going for that home run. And guess what? That guy's he probably didn't get out of bed and answer that call when it got out. He's just copying other people's, Instagram posts and rebranding it to himself. So go for that base hit, man, because what's going to happen is if you get enough base hits, you're going to win that game, and you're going to proceed, and you're going to start stacking those wins. And as you stack those wins, your self-talk is going to be the self-talk of a winner. You're going to be that person that is begging for, that's looking for the adversity just to prove themselves and to just, again, because the other way of looking at adversity or challenge is leveling up. So what you need to realize is just on the other side of that suffering, just on the other side of that challenge, just on the other side of that hard time, just on the other side of that is leveling up, victory, success. Many people, when they're faced with that initial challenge, you know, to level up, that initial challenge to improve their life, what they do is they say to themselves, well, you know what, I got to take a pill, I got to take a drink, I got to smoke a joint, I have to do something to deal with whatever vice that they choose, the vice of the day. And by copping out like that and doing that, what they're doing is they're just creating their own negative self-talk. So this self-talk goes both ways. Be the guy that gets up at 6 in the morning, has a good breakfast, has a good workout, starts his day, plans out his day, meditates for a few minutes in the morning, in the evening before he goes to sleep. You know, but wake up in the morning, answer that call, that bell ringing, answer it, get out there and get them base hits, stack them up all day. Now, if you keep doing this over and over again, building up your positive self-talk, leveling up, and facing your challenges, you're going to reach the point where you become what I call unstoppable. And what I mean by unstoppable is just that, because think about it for a second. If you're the type of person that is looking forward to challenges because you know that's where your growth is going to come from, you know that's where your leveling up is going to come from facing those challenges, whether you win or lose, right? You're going to become unstoppable because life is going to become nothing but opportunities, because you're the type of person that if something good happens to you, you're like, hey, you know what? I worked hard for this and I got it. And if you fail at it, you're going to say to yourself, you know what? Your self-talk is going to kick in and say, listen, I'm going to adjust this, or I'm going to do that. I'm going to face this adversity, and I'm going to come out the other side, and I'm going to get a base hit. I'm going to get a double. I'm going to get a triple. But let's stick to the base hits, okay? Because the more you start pushing your expectations forward, the bigger the letdown is going to be. That's why the base hit is like the ideal metaphor for leveling up, you know? The problem is too many people are looking for home runs, and too many people are looking for that get rich quick, and you know they want to be a superstar. They want the alarm clock to go off at 6 in the morning. They want to wake up and have a TMZ outside waiting for them so they can interview them and ask them how did they get to the point where they could be so soft and puffy that they could just stay in bed. I'm just being funny, but I mean, you know, look for those challenges, dude. Look to be that guy that's unstoppable. Now, one of the byproducts of this type of positive self-talk, leveling up, facing challenges, taking care of your mind, body, and soul, doing all of the things that you need to do, feeding your mind, you know, meditating, breathing deeply, all of these things. One of the great things about that is life is constantly throwing challenges at all of us, but it's throwing challenges at you. And let's say your wife leaves you, your dog runs away, you get fired from your job. If you're having the right self-talk, once you're faced with this challenge, the first thing that you're going to say to yourself, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but the first thing that you're going to say to yourself is, perfect. You know what? This is the point in time that I want to be in, and forget that pill. I'm not reaching for a pill or a joint or a drink. No. Give me that baseball bat because I got to get a metaphorical baseball bat because I want to get another hit and I want to keep going because this is your element and this is what you know and this is where you're comfortable at, being faced by challenges, which, again, adds up to you being a person that's literally unstoppable because life is nothing but opportunities for you. So let's say, for example, you get out there and your girlfriend leaves you. So the first thing that you're going to say is, hey, give me that baseball bat, I got to get another base hit. Now you might say, hey, Miguel, I hear you. That self-talk sounds great. That leveling up sounds great and getting the base hits and all that wonderful talk about facing challenges and everything like that. But you know what? I get depressed. And I'm depressed right now and, you know, my feet hurt and everything like that. The only thing depression really is a selfish person's outlook on life. Now, there are some people that clinically don't have enough dopamine or anything like that, but I'm talking about you, whoever's listening to me right now, all right? Depression means that you don't have enough responsibility, that you're not facing your challenges, and that you're taking the easy way out. And basically what that is that's like a clinical pill. You know, you might not be taking up that pill or that drink or that joint or whatever it is, but you're going to cop out with the excuse of, oh, I'm depressed. And all it is just negative weakness self-talk is what that is. If you would take a so-called depressed person's self-talk and play it over a loudspeaker, it would sound kind of like this. Well, you know, the other guy got the promotion because my boss really doesn't like me. Or I can't get out there and unshovel my car out of the snow because it's so cold out there. That's the kind of thing that you're going to hear as opposed to a person with the positive self-talk that, you know, their boss is challenging them or something is going on in whatever endeavors they have in life and they say to themselves, you know what, I might not be able to control, the stoic approach, you know, I might not have control over these other elements that are having negative impact on me. But you know what? If it's known, let's say, give me that shovel, I'm going to shovel my car out and get to work and get a couple of base hits. That's the attitude, man, and that's the positive self-talk. It's super simple, but it's not that easy to do. But you got to get yourself in that positive mindset. Actually, not that it's hard to do, but if you have that proper mindset and discipline and love of yourself and just gratefulness and gratitude and all of the right things going for you, you know, in your positive thinking and your positive talk, then like I said, life is nothing but opportunities for you. Because the worst thing that could happen is you're faced with a different challenge. And as we all know, the obstacle is the way. The challenge, just on the other side of that challenge is the opportunity and is the growth and is the leveling up. And the other thing, like when you see somebody that's depressed and always copping out with all this kind of stuff like that, what you're really seeing, you know, you might even, you know, you say in your own head, your own self-talk, you're going to say, you know, you're going to hear this guy complaining and you say, dude, is everything all about you? Because all you're going to hear from them is me, I can, and this is so, as opposed to let's and I will and give me and let's give me in the sense of give me that baseball bat so I can get another, that type of shit. So that's what it's about. And another thing when it comes to depression that I've found, because I've had, you know, and I still to this day, there's going to be a couple of days that I feel a little blue or something like that. I mean, it is natural and it does happen. I mean, for me to sit here and say, oh, you know, positive talk and self-talk, you know, there's going to be days that it affects you because we're all human. But this is the framework that you got to continue to come back with consistency, right? But back to my point, when you find yourself either feeling blue or blasé or a little depressed or whatever it is like that, one of the other best ways of getting out of that is serving others, because it takes you out of your own head and out of your own mindset. Like I said, because, you know, I'm asking, dude, is this all about you? And you're constantly rehashing your own negative self-talk. So when you're in that state, and don't just spread, you know, your help or your tutelage or whatever to just anybody, but there's going to be people in your life or situations in your life that you know that you can make a difference in this person's life. You can give a bum on the corner a dollar, okay? Try that and see how you feel as you walk away and he gives you that look like, you know, like bless you or whatever he has to say. I give him a bum. I've had times I give him $5. The other day, in New York City, the other day I gave a bum $10 and he was playing a saxophone and it just hit me the right way. And the look on his face and the feeling that I had as I walked away from him, I said to myself, wow, I mean, I felt great. You know, it's that simple. Serve others, help others, get out of your own self-pity, and like I said, just get that positive self-talk. So in other words, when you wake up in the morning, there's two shirts that you could put on. One shirt says, how can I serve you? How can I help you? How can I mentor you? And the other shirt says, what can you do for me? So it's your choice. So on the other side of pain are all of your answers, all of your solutions, all of your growth, all of your fulfillment. And notice I didn't use the word happiness, I used the word fulfillment, right? Happy is kind of temporary. You see, you know, a little puppy and you feel happy and you feel gratified. And that's a good thing to feel happy, but I'm really striving for fulfillment, if you know what I'm saying. And fulfillment can only come from within yourself. And the other thing that you need to realize about this is that you will never reach a point where you're saying to yourself, I'm there, I made it, woohoo, this is great. No, because it's on a day-to-day basis. That alarm clock goes off every day at 6 o'clock. As Marcus Aurelius says in his book Meditations, straight, not straightened. And what that means to me is that, you know, when something is straightened, that means you take a bar or whatever and you straighten it and put it on the table, it's been straightened, right? But as far as we go on our path, we walk straight, but it's never straightened because it's a continuous path and we're continually following that path of straightness, but it's not straightened because that works for a piece of metal, but for a human it's not there. You have to continually be on that path of straight. That's why Marcus Aurelius said straight, not straightened. It took me a while to figure that quote out, but it's profound. Another great quote that applies perfectly to this is, again, from Marcus Aurelius, is, the obstacle is the way. Now, as I said, a lot of this is really much easier said than done. That's why it's very important to feed your mind and to feed your thinking process with the fuel that it needs as far as reading the right types of philosophy, with reading the right type of motivational books or whatever, listening to the right people on YouTube or Instagram. There's a lot of crap out there and some of it is like lukewarm, but you have to see what speaks to you. Like I said, for myself, I really love Stoicism. I love the Eastern philosophy. Like I said, I like the Tao Te Ching. That's probably my favorite book is the Tao Te Ching, the Book of Five Rings. Marcus Aurelius Meditations. I mean, I can go on and on as far as, you know, the Dharmapada, which are the words of Buddha, the Hagakure, which is Japanese samurai writings. So there's so many different things that you can read that get you amped, that get you going to face these different challenges. Like lately, I've been really deeply into like this ancient history, like ancient Greece and Carthage and Rome and These guys, let me tell you something, man, that was a different time and place. And we have no idea how life was back then. Right? So it's always really easy to sit back and feel pity for yourself and feel sorry for yourself. And like I always say, and I see it all day long, like making the perfect excuse, you know, like my alarm clock didn't go off. Well, if your alarm clock didn't go off, get a new one, man. And you know, be in a position where you don't need an alarm clock, where you just get up, right? So these are all really important points. And for you young people out there, establish a pattern of living in this way. And if you're older, you could still do this, but it's a really good practice, you know, especially as a young person, to get into this practice of having your own self-discipline, having your positive self-talk, and facing your challenges, facing your adversity, and seeing life as an opportunity and becoming unstoppable. So I'm going to actually leave you on that note. And I want to really thank you for listening, and namaste.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. My Instagram is alphamalebuddhist. And check out my YouTube channel, Alpha Male Buddhist, and that's on YouTube. It is the podcast accompanied with video clips that integrate exactly with the podcast, so it's motivational and inspirational. I also have promotional t-shirts. If you go to my website, alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com, you can see the promotional t-shirts there. Reach out to me. Also, if you have any show notes or any suggestions that you would like to hear on the podcast, just reach out and see if I can get that done. I've been getting some really great emails and feedback from my listeners, which is great. So I want to thank you for listening, and namaste.